There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
I'm talking the healthcare industry now. Arab Health event is ongoing here in Dubai. Of course, Dubai Eye is down there as the official broadcaster, joined in the studio now by the president of the international division of the world's leading hospital, at least according to Newsweek, the Mayo Clinic's Dr. Anton Dekker. Dr. Dekker, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Pleased to be here.
Inevitably, we'll get onto the coronavirus shortly. But first of all, let's talk about your expansion in Abu Dhabi. You've just done a deal to set up operations in Abu Dhabi. Tell us what you're doing and, more importantly, why you're doing it.
Well, firstly, thank you for having me here. Mayo Clinic has always been an international organization. If you go back to our founding fathers, the Mayo brothers, in the late 1800s, they were international physicians. Their father came from England, and they traveled the world to find the best treatments for patients. And over the course of 150 years, we've treated patients from 140 countries and sought the best treatments anywhere we could find them, and also taken knowledge to the world. With the advancement in technology, communication, and knowledge, we now have the ability to do what Mayo Clinic believes most strongly in, and that is putting the needs of the patient first and taking our ability to heal patients and give them hope to them. So with that focus, we were looking for an organization who was culturally aligned with us, who always believed in putting the needs of the patient first.
Because this is a joint venture in Abu Dhabi, isn't it, effectively?
That is correct, with the Abu Dhabi Health Services Company, or SAHA.
I'm interested more about the economics and dynamics of the healthcare market here, because it is quite crowded. The Cleveland Clinic, I'm looking at the Newsweek list of the world's best hospital. You're number one, Cleveland Clinic's number two. Big Cleveland Clinic hospital already in Abu Dhabi. What made you think there was a gap in the market for what you offer?
We don't actually look for gaps in market. We stick to our core principle of putting the needs of a patient first. And for decades, we've had a close relationship with the UAE. And we found a partner who was culturally aligned with us and had the same values. And we simply want to take our form of medicine closer to the patient, putting the needs of the patients first. And the rest will take care of itself.
There are those who are a little bit skeptical about having a branded hospital opening up like a Cleveland or a Mayo. Yeah, fine, it works with McDonald's or Subway to franchise an American model. But healthcare is something very, very different. You can't just stick a logo on a hospital and pretend it's the Cleveland or the Mayo Clinic.
We are very, very protective of our brand. So for us to form this joint venture and partnership, like I said, first of all, it had to be an organization with the same values. And then we don't just put our name on a building. If we put our name on a building and form a partnership such as this, the journey is to become a full Mayo Clinic, which means the knowledge, the culture, the patient-centered form of medicine, and bringing our own physicians here as well.
Let's talk about the cost of healthcare. It's something that you look at closely. The Mayo Clinic may be the world's best hospital. No one's suggesting it's the cheapest, though. How do you do all those laudable aims that you mentioned at the beginning of the interview in a country like the UAE, where aside from Emiratis, the majority expatriate population, it's all private sector healthcare? How do you do that in a way that's affordable?
So The cost of medicine is a global problem, and that's not going away anytime soon, particularly as people live longer and we have to deal with non-communicable diseases. And Mayo Clinic is not immune to those challenges. There are many ways in which we're tackling it. One is that Mayo Clinic has expertise in patients with serious or complex diseases. That is our thing. When other people can't figure it out, we figure it out. And we pride ourselves at getting to the diagnosis quickly and the first time. When those things are taken into account, we're really at the forefront of lowering the cost of care. I'm sure you've had family members or yourself have been from provider to provider, physician to physician, endless tests. With our expertise, the level of our technology and knowledge, we hone in on the diagnosis extremely quickly.
Let's talk about some of the big challenges facing the healthcare industry at the moment. You say that number one, when I asked you this before we came on air, is the rise of non-communicable diseases. Tell us what they are and why you think they're the number one challenge facing this sector.
So the miracle of vaccines and nutrition have allowed people to live longer and more affluently. With that comes health issues. So the rise in coronary artery disease, cancer, and so forth, diabetes. Those are all becoming global epidemics. We're a victim of our own success. Taking care of people like that, given all the new treatments available, is extremely expensive. So how are we going to do this? How are we going to treat your 99-year-old mother who has a very good quality of life and may live a lot longer than any of us would have imagined 30 years ago and afford to do that? That is, I think, one of the biggest challenges in healthcare globally.
A couple of final questions. The coronavirus, of course, grabbing headlines around the world at the moment. Lots of concern about that. We've had a few people writing in this morning, though, saying this is too much hype by journalists like us, pointing out that in the United States last year, between 60 and 80,000 people died of flu, and no one shut down the airports in the United States. How seriously or not should we be taking the coronavirus?
It's a good question, and I'm pleased you brought it up. Well, firstly, it's a good opportunity to remind people to get the flu shot. Again, the miracle of vaccines. Everyone's learning as we go along. I think what the public needs to remember is that these extremely clever infectious disease specialists all over the world are scientists, and you don't want them panicking when they shouldn't panic, and you don't want them being too slow when they should act faster. You've got a lot of people, including in our own organization, working really hard to figure out the right thing to do and without making people panic. In the meantime, the best thing you can do is use a lot of common sense. Wash your hands, don't sneeze on people, and also follow travel advisories.
Face masks, good, bad, indifferent?
It hasn't been broadly recommended, so I think I'd leave it up to the individual. These things are very dynamic, though, and from day to day, the recommendations from the World Health Organization and other organizations may change.
Dr. Anton Dekker is the president of Mayo Clinic International. Great speaking to you. Appreciate your time this morning. Good luck in Abu Dhabi.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.